Hi there, Craig Wilkinson here with Dangerous But Good. We are about to enter into the festive season. It's a time of great joy, hopefully great rest, but it can also be a time of anxiety and stress. And I've developed a list of things, stresses that people face and challenges, which I just want to go through during this podcast. The first and I think most important thing to remember is that instead of focusing on giving gifts, be the gift. Be the gift. You are the greatest gift to your loved ones. Your loved ones want you more than what you can give them. As the old saying goes, they want your presence far more than your presence. And I know it doesn't feel like that. You know, kids can be very demanding, family can be very demanding, but you are the most important gift you can give. I'll never forget, years ago, we moved from Johannesburg to Knysna, a coastal town, and we were all so excited about doing this. But my family had to move 2 weeks prior to me. And 1 week into this two-week period, I was still in Johannesburg sorting out some stuff. I was on the phone to my daughter. I tell this story often, and she was 7 years old at the time. And I said to her, "Blythe, isn't life beautiful by the sea?" And her response was very alarming and very surprising. She said, "If this was my life, I would scream." And I said, "Oh, why, my precious? Why would you scream?" And she said to me in a cute little seven-year-old voice, she said, "Because you're not here, Daddy." And I tell you, it was such a revelation to me. I realized that what mattered to her far more than the things that I could give her, the surrounding, the sea, the beauty, whatever the case, was me, was my presence. And that's when I realized my presence as a father. And that applies to you as a mother, applies to you as a human being. Your presence in the lives of your loved ones, of the lives of your friends, of the lives of the ones you care for, you, that's the most important thing you can give them. And we need to realize that. There's another beautiful story about a man in the UK. He used to come home from work every day, drop his bags, and then take a walk to the pub on the corner. And he was a regular there. The bartender knew exactly what drink he wanted, and he would go in there. The drink would be ready. And then one day he was sitting there drinking his lager, and he felt this tugging at his elbow. And he looked down, and there was his five-year-old son. And he said to his son, "How did you find me, son? How did you find me?" He said, "Oh, Dad, it was easy. I just followed your footprints in the snow." And again, the man realized, he had a revelation, you know, his presence was needed. His son followed him into the pub. And he had two aha moments. The one was, my son needs me to be with him. And number two, I'm leaving footprints. And where are those footprints heading? Where are they leading? And so the focus must be on you being present, being engaged, because that's the most important gift you can give. And what that leads to is the need to take care of yourself. Oftentimes at the end of the year, I mean, I don't know about you, but I'm tired. It's been a long year. It's been a triumphant year. It's been a year full of ups and downs and challenges, but also breakthroughs. And for most of us coming towards the end of the year, we're tired. We just need to get away. And it's so important to look after yourself. As the most important human being in the lives of your family, they need you to be okay. They need you to be okay physically, mentally, spiritually, emotionally. And so it's a time of real deep reflection and looking after yourself, getting the rest you need. Another story I love to tell, it's a young girl, probably around 10 years old, and her dad was a self-employed businessman. And she went to her dad one day and she said, "Dad, how much do you charge your clients for an hour?" And the dad got quite annoyed with her. He said, "You know, why do you want to know that?" She said, "I just need to know." And he told her, he said, I charge 2,000 rand an hour." And then she looked down and she said, "Well, Dad, do you mind if lending me 1,000 rand?" And then the dad got very upset. You know, his daughter was asking him how much he earned, and now she wants to borrow money from him. So he said, no, I can't lend you that. And she went up to her room very, very upset. And after a while, he thought about it, and he said, "Well, let me be a bit easier." And he took out 1,000 rand, and he went up to his daughter's room, knocked on the door, and she opened, a bit teary. And the dad walked in, and he said, "Well, here's the money. But one thing I do need to know is, why do you want to borrow 1,000 rand? And she said, "Well, Daddy, you know, I've already saved up 1,000 rand, and I need another 1,000 so that I can book an hour of your time." And that was just a mind-blowing moment for this dad. He just realized, wow, he's putting money above his daughter, who's so desperate to spend time with him that she's actually willing to pay for it. You're the most important person. Never forget that. Be there. Be present. When it comes to the stresses of the December period, the holiday period, the first one you deal with is travel. You know, there's travel. Most of us travel away. A lot of people say, where are you going? I've heard this. Where are you going? Oh, I'm going to Romania. Where's Romania? Oh, I'm going to remain here. But a lot of people go away. And it's very important to realize that your holiday starts when you get into the vehicle, when you start your journey, not to hurry through the journey, not to rush through the journey. Deaths on the road are huge. And so take caution, take care. Let your holiday begin the minute you get into the car. Take your time. You don't have to overtake that car. There's no hurry to get to the destination. It's not going anywhere. And the more you enjoy the journey and just slow down and be safe, the more likely you are to arrive safely. So travel safe, travel safe. Another stress that a lot of people face is the stress of giving gifts. Now, I don't know about you. I love giving gifts. I love buying gifts. But it's a stressful time because the question is, how much do I spend and what do people expect of me? I was speaking to a friend and colleague, a woman the other day, and she was saying growing up, it was a terrible time for them, Christmas, because she came from a very, not a very well-to-do family, middle class, but not super wealthy. They battled to get through. But other members of the family, extended family, were very wealthy. They used to gather around a Christmas tree at one of their houses, and the pressure was on, man. The pressure was on because the gifts that this wealthy family bought were enormous. They were expensive gifts. They even bought gifts for their pets and wrapped them up, and they made a big thing. And this family couldn't afford those kind of gifts. So there was a sense of inferiority. There was a sense of pressure. I couldn't keep up. It's basically keeping up with the neighbors, the Joneses, the Kanyeles. I mean, how do we do that? And that can become a huge, huge pressure. And the key there is not to allow that to get you. You are who you are. You are where you are. And not to put yourself under massive financial pressure to try and keep up with the Joneses. If you can't give gifts, remember, the greatest gift is you. The greatest gift a family can have is the gift of love, togetherness, peace, harmony. I mean, that is by far the greatest gift. So take that pressure off. Financial pressure can be a massive thing as well. You know, there's a sense of we're traveling, we're buying, we're going out eating a lot more, we're buying gifts, we're spending more, etc. And just be careful, man. Just stick within your budget. January can be a very, very, very long month if you overspend in December. So just be wise. Put it in perspective. It's not the gifts. It's not the finances. It's not the meals that you got. It's you. It's harmony. It's love. It's the care. It's the family. And that brings me to another dynamic, which can be very, very taxing. A lot of families have difficult elements to the family dynamics. Some, I would even go so far as saying toxic. I've seen professional people, professional doctors, lawyers, highly successful businessmen and businesswomen. They go back to the family home or they gather together with a family and there's a trigger. You can be a highly respected magistrate who dispenses wisdom or a CEO, but you're back in the family dynamic and suddenly all those childhood triggers come flying back and your mother makes a comment, your father, your cousin, your brother, and just things fall apart and you become this child again with issues of insecurities and anger. And it's a real opportunity to say, as you go back into this family scenario, I'm an adult now. The hand that held the pen that wrote the story of my life used to be my family's, my parents, but that pen is firmly in my hands now. And I'm going to go back and I'm going to examine and deal with any insecurities I might have. And I'm not going to allow myself to be triggered. I'm going to set boundaries. So if you're going into a family dynamic where you know there are tricky, difficult, sometimes even toxic dynamics, use it as an opportunity to really get whole, to really get a grip on yourself and say, you know what? I'm now grown up. I'm a mature adult with a successful career, with a family, with responsibilities, and that is who I am. I'm not going to allow any comments or any dynamics or triggers to trigger me and make me regress into being someone or something that I'm not or I don't like to be. The other thing that some people struggle with is the beach body. The beach body, you know. I know my wife said to me a while ago, you know, gee, the beach body. We need to get in shape. There's going to be bikinis and trunks, and we're going to the beach. And it can be a stress because, you know, often during the year things get a bit stressful, and the eating increases a bit, and the body's not what it used to be last year. And what I'd say there is, never give up on pursuing being in good shape for your health, for your sense of self-esteem. Never give up on that, you know. but also don't give in to it to make you feel less than. Don't give in it to say, well, you know, I just can't wear a bikini or I can't wear this because I look fat and ugly. You are who you are. One of the greatest gifts we can give ourselves is to be comfortable with who we are, to have a good, the most important relationship you have is with yourself. So don't give power to other people to judge you so that you feel lousy about yourself. Be who you are, embrace who you are, wear what you want to wear. But at the same time, don't let it go. You know, if you give in to that, all that happens is what they call creeping obesity. So don't allow creeping obesity to take over your life so that every single year you're going to have a slightly bigger a belt and a bigger size of jeans. That's not the way to go. But don't let it get you down. If you have put on a bit of weight and that beach body is not quite what you'd like it to be, who cares? Who cares? Let it go. Enjoy your holiday. Don't let that drive you indoors or covering up. You know, just be who you are and be comfortable with who you are. But keep in mind the kind of person that you do want to be. Another thing that some people really battle with over this time of year is loneliness. It's a time where people get together, where there's a lot of festivity, where there's a lot of posting on Facebook about all the wonderful time that people are having. And if you happen to be at a stage of your life where you've moved out of home, where you're not in a relationship, where there's just not someone that you're going to hang out with, don't let that get you down. Be aware of the fact that this can be a very lonely time. The fact that, you know, other people are having big Christmas lunches with family gatherings under the tree, and you're not. What we used to do for a little period of my life was we used to have what we call the orphans Christmas lunch. All those who didn't have family around and about them or big, you know, we used to just get together as a bunch of people and just make our own lunch. So be aware of the fact that you could be entering into a lonely period and make efforts to reach out so that on those particular days, Christmas Eve, Christmas lunch, whatever those special days are, that you're not alone or that you're self-aware that you're going to make provision for the fact that this could be a difficult time. Sometimes people struggle tremendously with grief over this time. If it's the first Christmas after having lost a loved one, because the memories are so strong, the memories are so fresh, and the fact that that person is not there can be very glaring. And once again, it's just a real opportunity to take care of your mental health, to be aware of the fact that you're going to experience this. So gather people around you who you can talk to. Make sure that on those particular days, perhaps you have other family members and you can talk with fond memories about the person that has been lost. But realize that those things, loneliness and grief, can come. And it can be exacerbated at times like this. And just prepare yourself. Be aware. Make provision. Set up, not escapes necessarily, but set up allies and people you can chat to and talk to so that you can have support and strength during that time. And remember, it's normal. This kind of stuff is not abnormal. Loneliness and a sense of grief, exacerbated grief, can really hit over the Christmas period. Another thing that people struggle with is FOMO. You know, people going away, people going to Mauritius, people going on a ski trip, and I'm not. I'm just either at home or just in my normal routine. And that's a FOMO, the fear of missing out. I recently came across a beautiful term, which is called JOMO, the joy of missing out. And the joy of missing out means that, you know what, I'm going to be happy where I am. I'm going to just make sure that where I am, I'm going to have a ball. I'm not going to be jealous of something else. I'm not going to wish I was there, wish I was with, you know, no. They're there, your turn will come. You know, have JOMO, have the fact that, you know what, I'm right here. I'm going to embrace the moment, enjoy it, and find pockets of joy. Find things that you love doing and do those things. Find people you love hanging out with and hang out with them. Things you like to eat or do, and just do that. Make sure that you're not wishing something else, but you're embracing and savoring where you are and who you're with. As Christmas moves towards New Year's, one thing that can also happen is one can begin to reflect on the year past and the year to come. And sometimes we can be very tough on ourselves. You know, if you look back on the year and you think, well, gee, I should have done this. I could have done this. I wish I'd done that. My New Year's resolutions lasted 2 weeks and don't do that. The past is the past. You cannot change the past. Look back on the year, reflect where you're at and say, well, you know, what do I want to do? And reset those goals. Reset those goals. You know, as the old saying goes, you cannot change the past, but you can change the future. Another very helpful quote I heard is that most people grossly overestimate what they can achieve in 1 year, but they grossly underestimate what they can achieve in a decade. So set your plan. Say, you know what, this year, certain things didn't happen the way I wanted to do, But for the next 10 years, this is what I'd really like to do and achieve. So don't be too hard on yourself. Be honest, reflect honestly, but let it go. Let it wash your hands. That's done. But the future starts now, and I can build a future. Finally, the last thing is, remember the reason for the season. The reason for the season is not just to get drunken revelry. There's a reason why we have Christmas. We're celebrating the birth of Christ, and it's a time to give. It's a time to celebrate. It's a time to be grateful. A lot of people, because of holiday cheer, forget about their spiritual roots. And so really, really, really take time to make sure that those spiritual disciplines that have brought you this far, that you don't neglect during this time. You know, spend that time in prayer, in reflection, in study. Remember the reason for the season. And remember those that are not as fortunate as yourself. There's always someone less fortunate than us, no matter what we're going through. And let this be a season of giving, celebrating, worshiping, getting in touch with your spiritual roots, and being someone who is a net giver. This really should be a time of joy. It should be a time of rest. It should be a time of happiness. But there are these real challenges that a lot of people face, and all of us too. The research is very clear. I think the research is that 1/3 of Americans, and I'm using American stats because the statistics are so good, suffer from elevated anxiety during this period of time. And so you're not alone. There are challenges. But damn, let's look after ourselves. Remember, you're the most important person in the world to so many people who love you. Make sure you look after yourself. You care for yourself, and you care for those that you love by being there. Have a wonderful festive season. Be dangerous, but good. Dangerous to depression, dangerous to anxiety, dangerous to selfishness, dangerous to the things that are a danger to society. Because when you are dangerous to the things that are a danger to society, you become a powerful force for good. And make sure you are that powerful force for good during this festive season. God bless.